Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, while you've been watching the U.S. Senate campaign television ads that are occasionally interrupted by brief segments of regular TV programming, do you ever wonder what goes on inside a candidate's campaign organization? Well, a new novel called Billy Bowater by Winston-Salem civic leader Reg Haines is a fictional account of such a campaign. William Walpole Bowater is the book's central character, and he's the chief legislative assistant to incumbent Senator Wiley Grace Horton. Like the author, Billy Bowater comes from a prominent North Carolina family, one in which expectations for performance and service are demanding. So, although family connections got Billy a job on Senator Hoots' staff, his hard work and willingness to do what it takes earned him the top staff job and a leading place in Hoots' reelection campaign. Well, the Jesse Helms-Jim Hunt Senate race contest in 1984 is obviously the model for the election campaign chronicled in Billy Bowater. Billy's boss, a conservative incumbent senator who is much loved and much hated for his conservative viewpoints, is now this is Wiley Grace Hoots rather than Jesse Helms. And the popular governor, who's got campaign coffers full of cash, and his Hoots' opponent is Randolph James rather than Jim Hunt. Well, Billy loves his job and he loves the power that comes with it, but he has to wrestle with his conscience when he finds out he's on opposite sides of important issues from his boss. He justifies his continuing to work for Senator Hoots because, as he said, it was Hoots, not Billy, who was elected senator, and it's Billy's job to help Hoots accomplish his agenda. Now, Hoots can play hardball when that's what it takes to win. And Billy Bowater takes its readers inside the campaign's top leadership meetings, where the main challenge is to raise enough money to fund the campaign. So these folks focus on finding an issue that will make potential donors angry, angry enough to send lots of money to the campaign. And Billy watches as that issue presents itself in the form of an exhibit at the Ackland Art Museum at Chapel Hill. It's fictional, of course, but one of the exhibits features a man urinating seemingly on a figure meant to represent Jesus. And this is just the kind of art that would make some people angry and generous to the candidate who stood up against such a challenge. And the challenge to the Hoots campaign was how to use this exhibit to inflame supporters and donors, but to do it without direct criticism to the university and its alumni, many of whom were Hoots supporters. Well, to get the issue before the public, the crafty senator enlists his friend, the resident Earl Caldwell Anthony, head of the Christian Crusade, to raise the issue with millions of his followers. And Haines makes a good story as his characters wrestle with all these challenges. But what I enjoyed most was the opportunity to hear discussions among aides and campaign managers and media consultants and fundraising committees and see how hard it is for the candidate to keep all of these people from eating each other alive. This is D.G. Martin.